Lesson 12, Effective Family Leadership. This lesson should motivate us to seek and follow the inspiration of the Holy Ghost in guiding our families. Introduction. Elder Bruce R. McConkie tells the following story about why we should listen to the Spirit. One of my earliest childhood recollections is of riding a horse through an apple orchard. The horse was tame and well broken, and I felt at home in the saddle. But one day something frightened my mount, and he bolted through the orchard. I was swept from the saddle by the overhanging limbs, and one leg slipped down through the stirrup. I desperately hung to an almost broken leather strap. My weight should have broken the strap, but somehow it held for a moment. Another lunge or two of the stampeding horse would have broken the strap or wrenched it from my hands and left me to be dragged to injury or death with my foot entangled in the stirrup. Suddenly, the horse stopped, and I became aware that someone was holding the bridle tightly and attempting to calm the quivering animal. Almost immediately, I was snatched up into the arms of my father. What had happened? What had brought my father to my rescue in the split second before I slipped beneath the hoofs of my panic-driven horse? My father had been sitting in the house reading the newspaper when the Spirit whispered to him, "Run out into the orchard." Without a moment's hesitation, not waiting to learn why or for what reason, my father ran. Finding himself in the orchard without knowing why he was there, he saw the galloping horse and thought, "I must stop this horse." He did so and found me. And that is how I was saved from serious injury or possible death. Hearken to the Spirit. Friend, September 1972, page 10. What prompted Elder McConkie's father to go out into the orchard? Why was it important that his father obey the Spirit immediately? Invite the assigned class member to share his experience of when the Holy Ghost helped him as a father. The Holy Ghost can guide the family. One of our greatest responsibilities on earth is guiding our families. President David O. McKay said that no other success can compensate for failure in the home. Quoted from J.E. McCulloch, Home, the Savior of Civilization, Washington, D.C., the Southern Cooperative League, 1924, page 42. In Conference Report, April 1935, page 116. This responsibility has always been important, but even more so as the world becomes more wicked. Facing the challenge that we do today as parents, we may feel that we are not wise enough or strong enough to always decide correctly for our families. The Lord understands this and has provided us with a way to receive the guidance we need. This guidance comes to us through the Holy Ghost. To receive help from the Holy Ghost, we must live the commandments, for the Holy Ghost will not dwell with one who takes the commandments lightly or fails to obey them. If we want His help, we must continually repent of those things we do wrong and try to do those things the Lord wants us to do. The father must realize always that the family is the most important thing in his life. It is in the home that the most impressive teachings are taught and where the lives of our children are shaped. N. Eldon Tanner, Ensign, July 1973, page 92. With this kind of responsibility, parents can find comfort in knowing that they can pray and be guided by the Holy Ghost to do the right things for their families. One father, for example, after seeking the help of the Lord, gathered his family together before deciding to accept a job in another city. He asked the family their advice on the desirability of the move and gave them the opportunity to go to the Lord and receive an answer for themselves as to what they should do. After they had prayed, they felt inspired, as the father did, that they should make the move. Thus, because he gave them the opportunity to get the spiritual answer that he had also received, they were able to believe and follow his counsel. Henry B. Eyring, Family Followership, Ensign, April 1973, page 32. 2 Nephi, chapter 32, verse 5. Following the guidance of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost helps us solve our problems and answer our questions in many ways. One way is to bear witness of solutions already found in the Scriptures. When we have problems, we should study the Scriptures, looking for the answers. As we do so, the Holy Ghost will help direct us to the answers and will bear witness to us that the solutions are true. The Holy Ghost also helps us remember things we once learned but have forgotten. John chapter 14, verse 26. Although the Holy Ghost can and will help us solve our problems, He is still only a helper. He will not solve our problems for us just because we ask for help. In the early days of the church, Oliver Cowdery learned that often we must do more than just ask for answers. Doctrine and Covenants, section 9, verses 1 through 9. What does this scripture teach us to do before we ask the Lord about a problem that we have? How will we know if the decision we made is correct or not? This scripture tells us to study and think deeply about the decisions we must make. Once we decide on a course of action, we should then ask the Lord if we decided correctly. Other ways the Holy Ghost helps us solve problems are by revealing answers to us directly in a still, small voice, or indirectly through advice from a church leader, from a friend, or from a good book. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 through 13. If we receive the answer to our prayers from someone else, the Holy Ghost will give us the feeling that it is correct. At other times, the Holy Ghost simply prompts us as we go about our day-to-day activities. Such promptings may simply be a feeling that we ought to spend more time with someone in our family or do something special for him. Although an answer to a prayer may come in many different ways, the Lord has provided a way for us to know for sure that the answer is from Him. He tells us that if the decision we make is right, we will receive a feeling of peace in our hearts and in our minds. Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verses 14 through 16 and 22 through 24. We may not like the answer we receive, or it may not come as soon as we would like it to come. But the Lord loves us and will wisely determine what is best for us. We should not become discouraged, therefore, if we do not receive an answer immediately. We should continue to pray, live righteously, study, and seek for the guidance of the Holy Ghost. When we get an answer to our prayers, we must do what the answer requires us to do. We cannot expect the Holy Ghost to keep helping us if we ignore His promptings. Even if the answer is not what we want or the effort He asks of us seems too great, we must be willing to do as He directs. Otherwise, we risk losing contact with the Holy Ghost and thus His comfort and direction. Some decisions the Lord leaves up to us. These decisions may simply be a matter of what we like rather than a matter of right and wrong. Doctrine and Covenants, section 60, verse 5. In such cases, we should use good judgment based on our knowledge and experience. Now, I think that above all else in the world, I and you and all members of the church should seek to be guided by the Spirit of the Lord. To the extent that we gain the guidance of that Spirit, we will be prophets to ourselves and in our own affairs, and we will also find ourselves in harmony with those prophets whom the Lord has placed in the First Presidency and in the Council of the Twelve. Joseph Fielding Smith. Joseph Fielding Smith, A Prophet Among the People, pages 24 and 25. How the Holy Ghost can bless our families. When the Holy Ghost guides us, we are greatly blessed and in turn can bless our families. Elder McConkie, for example, was saved from being hurt because his father listened to the Holy Ghost. This kind of protection can be ours if we are open to inspiration from the Holy Ghost and do what He tells us to do. Besides keeping us safe physically, the Holy Ghost also helps us avoid temptations that would harm us spiritually. Through the Holy Ghost, we may also know when something is wrong in our families. Perhaps a family member has a special problem he needs to talk about, or perhaps he has questions about the church, or is concerned about why he can't live the commandments as well as he should. With the help of the Holy Ghost, we can assist and strengthen our families. Possibly we can save them much pain and heartache. Even when we discipline our children, we should seek direction from the Holy Ghost. The Scriptures teach us to use sharpness with our children only when we feel inspired to do so, and after correcting them to show them greater love and understanding. This way, they will see that we are simply trying to help them. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 43 and 44. The Holy Ghost can help when we give Father's blessings. Page 107. He can prompt us to give our families advice, even for problems they may not be aware of. Such a blessing can be a sacred experience for our family. Show visual 12-A. Father's blessings can strengthen family members. Elder Ezra Taft Benson tells of the following experience. A young man came to my office a short time ago for a blessing. He had problems. He was confused. He was concerned and worried. And so we talked for a few minutes, and I said to him, "Have you ever asked your father for a blessing?" "Oh," he said, "I don't know that Dad would do a thing like that. He is not very active. I said, but he's your father. Yes. Does he hold the priesthood? Yes, he is an inactive elder. I said, do you love him? And he said, yes, I love him. He is a good man. He is good to the family, good to the children. I said, all right. Would you be willing to go home and watch for an opportunity and ask your father if he will give you a blessing? And if it doesn't work out, you come back and I will be glad to help you. So he left. And in about 3 days he came back. Brother Benson, this has been the sweetest thing that's happened in our home, he said. Mother and children sat there, my younger brothers and sisters, with my mother wiping the tears from her eyes. She expressed her gratitude later. Father gave me a lovely blessing, he added. I could tell it came from his heart. God, family, country, our three great loyalties, page 184. Why was this young man's father the best person to give him a blessing at that particular time? How can we tell when our experiences are guided by the Holy Ghost? Conclusion. The Lord has given us a precious gift to help us make decisions and solve problems. This gift is the companionship of the Holy Ghost. Through the Holy Ghost, we can be brought closer to our Father in heaven and receive revelation to lead our families righteously. This revelation can help us provide the strength and wisdom they need to overcome their temptations and problems. We can feel assured that the Lord will help us if we are willing to do our best. Two important things will happen as we receive this help. Our children will turn to us for comfort and guidance, and we will become closer to our Father in heaven. Page 109 contains visual 12-A. Page 110, challenge 1. Study the Scriptures to learn the various ways the Holy Ghost can help you. 2. Through repentance, keep yourself worthy of being guided by the Holy Ghost. 3. Follow the promptings you receive from the Holy Ghost, no matter how difficult it may seem. Additional Scriptures. Luke chapter 12, verses 11 and 12. The Holy Ghost tells us what to say. John chapter 16, verse 13. The Spirit shows things to come. 3 Nephi chapter 28, verse 11. The Holy Ghost bears witness of the Father and the Son. Moroni chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. The Holy Ghost shows us truth. Doctrine and Covenants, section 39, verse 6. The Holy Ghost teaches us peaceable things. Teacher preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Ask one of the fathers in the class to tell of a time when the Holy Ghost helped him with his family. 2. Read Duties and Blessings of the Priesthood, Part A, Lesson 30, The Gift of the Holy Ghost. 3. Read Gospel Principles, Chapter 21, The Gift of the Holy Ghost. 4. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 12, Effective Family Leadership.